This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Call to action. Short time for U.S. Senate to protect the DNFSB. Contact your senators today. The Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board is a small, independent federal agency that serves as a watchdog for the Department of Energy's nuclear weapons complex. It is supposed to have 5 members, but it currently has only 2, and one member's term expires on October 18th. If one or more board positions aren't filled on or before October 18th, the Safety Board will no longer have a quorum to operate. The public needs the board to continue its vital nuclear safety mission at the DOE nuclear weapons facilities. Please contact your U.S. senators and tell them to support a provision in the continuing resolution to fund the government for fiscal year 2026. The provision should preserve the safety board's ability to function even if its membership drops and allow the president additional time to nominate new board members. Action is needed now to urge Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and other senators to protect the safety board so it can continue its vital missions at DOE Defense Nuclear Facilities. In New Mexico, the safety board's work is essential at the 3 Department of Energy sites. They are Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, Sandia National Laboratories, and the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. All 3 tasks with expanded missions, including national security, fabrication of plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons, and disposing of the plutonium-contaminated waste. In the August 2025 Safety Board's monthly report for WIP, a deep underground disposal site for plutonium-contaminated waste, the public learned about how a waste hoist, which was transporting facility personnel to the surface, tripped. Fortunately, the safety device initiated a stop. Instead of taking the hoist out of service to investigate the problem as required, facility personnel continued to transport personnel to the surface. In the August 2025 weekly reports about worker contamination at LANL's plutonium facility, the public learned that a worker received a puncture wound through the protective glove he was wearing while working in a glove box. The next week, the safety board reported that contamination was leaking out of 2 window gaskets and another port gasket in a glove box. In addition, unapproved chemical processing operations had been done in the glove box, which is now out of service. The incidents at LANL and WIP may have harmed workers. The public would not necessarily know about them, but for the safety board's reports. These are but a few of the many reasons why the safety board must retain its quorum. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information to take action, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.